not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July weekend. I know I did, and I'm on the wrong thing here. Hang on, there we go. Now we're on the weather. Anyway, we got lots going on today. I got some Jimmy stories. And I got some weather updates, and I got some, what else do I got? I got some grain reports brought to you by the Lipscomb dealerships here in Elk City and Sayre and down there right south of the border there in Texas, south of here. And we got all kinds of stuff going on. And then coming in at our third segment, I'm going to have Jana and Trevin Mast from Weatherford, 5 miles north of Weatherford. They got a big old vegetable farm over there. They're going to be on to talk about their vegetable farm and also what they had their customer appreciation Saturday, which was pretty cool. And I don't know. We got all kinds of stuff going on. First of all, let's check the temperatures. Enjoy this because this is a rarity in July. Right now it's 76 degrees at Slap Out, which is the coolest spot in the whole state of Oklahoma, basically. 79 at the May Ranch, 81 at Watonga, 78 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 8, and we got more on him coming up. 80 degrees at Hollis, 80 degrees at Mangum, 80 at Hobart. Man, what a crazy weekend of rain. I know there's a few spots as far southwestern Oklahoma didn't get a whole lot of rain, but if you guys remember here not too long ago, you got rain and we didn't, so we're kind of evening things up. But there was some crazy rains in spots too. So anyway, our ag text line is wide open at 225-580-225-9697. I'd love to hear your rain reports, and if you don't mind, I'll read them on the air. So we'll get that coming up. Let's see here. Let's see what's going on out in the panhandle of Texas for temperatures. Same thing, 79 at Canadian, 79 at Wellington, 78 at Goodlett, and Odell, 83. Pretty warm down there. So we got that going on in here. So, all right, what we got going on? What we got? Well, let's hear some stories, some Jimmy stories. So anyway, I had a four-day weekend, which is very rare. And anyway, I hope everybody had a good 4th of July, some good fireworks. We got rains that day that kind of brought down some of the fire chances. I don't think we had anything major going on that I haven't heard of. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope everybody got home safely and with no accidents. So I'm going to get that going. Let's see. Friday, I got 7/10 of rain at the house Friday, so I didn't have to fire the irrigation up on the peanuts. I hoed about 14 acres of peanuts Friday morning and got that done. And I didn't get it done. I still like about 6 acres, so I'll probably finish that up sometime this evening. But there was a lot of good, crazy rains going on over by Eric and out by Shamrock and Wheeler, 5-6 inches. The river took it about 24 to 36 hours for the water to get down to Sayre, and then another 12 hours to get down to Carter. But anyway, the river never did get crazy, but it did get bank full. And I read something that you guys might think's interesting. I was looking at the Army Corps of Engineers report on Lugard Lake, and from the 5th of July up until today at 12 o'clock, right on the money, there has been 325,851 gallons of water came into Lugard Lake in 4 days. A lot of water. Lots of water, but it's only came up like 0.6%, still almost 16 foot low. But the river should run, you can see the, I checked the geological points at Sayre and at Carter, and the river is coming down. The highest it got up is 7 foot at Carter, 7.1 foot, and 14 foot's flood state. So it didn't even get halfway up. Anyway, I did get a little runoff water over on Merritt Road. I don't have to haul water for at least another 3 or 4 weeks. So thank you, Lord, for the blessed rains we got. I think I end up with 3.7 at my house. There was 4 inches over there. And I've heard of some guys up north of Elk get 6 inches. Some people down around Lone Wolf, 5 and 6 inches. And just crazy. Just crazy weather. But we'll take it for July. Let's see. East side of Clinton, good inch and a half. And down at Willow, 4.7 inches down there. So thank you for that information. And hopefully those ponds on my old place I sold here a while back got some water in them. Takes a lot of water to get, a lot of rain to get water in those ponds, but I'm sure it did. 4.7 will fill them up. And then Saturday was the annual Firecracker Golf Tournament at the Sayre National. Gabe, my old boss here, and old Barry from Bar S Foods out here, and BT, BT's not working for Halliburton anymore, but anyway, I think he's a frac consultant. I just don't remember. Anyway, I know he knows frac. Brandon does. Anyway, we took on the agriculture team from the Bobby Martins. Bobby Martin was on there. The secret weapon, Mark Boswell, was on there. And then we had the dirt contractor, Ken Howe, on there. And then the concrete guy, Danny Vernal, on there. So anyway, it was we had some side bets going. First nine, they had us down one the whole nine. We came back, tied them up, no money lost. Then we had them two down. And Ken Howe hit a shot from 100 yards out with a driver. I mean, it takes him 100 yards, a driver, to get 100 yards for him, but that ball never got an inch off the ground and rolled up there by the hole, and they made him a birdie putt, and no money lost. Kind of disappointing, but it's all right. And we had a good time. It was fun playing with those guys, and a lot of good turnout. Appreciate everybody that came out and played there Saturday. Had some good food. Thanks for the clubhouse for providing us some really good food. Breakfast and lunch out there, and that was about it. And I yesterday, what did I do? Oh, yesterday, the Dunlap vegetable farms, Jimmy and his wife blessed me with a sack full of okra, and I got the old okra chopper out, a whole brown sack full of okra. I sliced up and bagged in probably less than 30 minutes. That slicer made in Louisiana to cut up okra is it's better than vanilla ice cream. I'm telling you, that thing just gets her done. And then that's it. Got it in the freezer. Worked on my tractor. I will admit my stupidity. So I've been working on this project for a couple weeks now for my sprayer, big sprayer. I got GPS in there that doesn't work. Thank you, Cotton King. And then what else is there? My controller, spray controller, and then my boom controller, buttons for it. Anyway, I went down to Midwest down here, and Jimmy Speaker hooked me up with a plug-in where I can plug 6 or 7 different things in. Got it all. I tied it into where my baler, my 569 is usually tied into. I tied that plug into that. I had things going. Looking good. Got hot wires. Wires are all hot going to everything. I can't get that dang thing. Nothing to come on. No lights, no nothing. Fired tractor up. Got it running. Tried it again. Nothing going on. Turned the tractor off. Sitting there thinking. Asked friends of mine what's going on. Anyway, going to fire the tractor back up to see the hydraulics are running on the sprayer. Well, my tractor won't start. It's clicking. I think the solenoid's out on the starter. So anyway, that's maybe got to fix it for a fix all for it today. But anyway, the Bobby Martin, while we was playing golf, after we got playing golf, he come up to me and talked to me like I was in kindergarten, which I needed to be. He said, "You got it grounded good?" I went, "Oh, man, I didn't even have it grounded." Hooked the ground up. Guess what? Everything works great. Just a little, I had a blonde moment because I am blonde headed. So anyway, everything's going good. 2.7 to 3.4 inches north of Foss. Excellent. Thanks to the Lord. Got lots of rain everywhere, so everybody's reporting good. But anyway, I got everything running now. I just got to get the tractor running and get back to that, because you know what's going to happen after all this rain? The weed gods are going to come see us. And what else did I do? Oh, my wife. She was kind enough, first time ever, to bring me some ladies home from Oklahoma City. And I'm talking about ladybugs, not ladies. Anyway, she brought me, two bags of ladybugs to put in my high tunnel, because the aphids have come back in there on the peppers. They haven't touched the tomatoes, but they came back in. The ladybugs saved me last time. Anyway, she brought me some ladybugs home from a nursery up there in Edmond or something. Anyway, I'd been warned. Who warned me? Oh, Kent Watkins did down at SEI. He said, "Man, don't bother with those ladybugs you order online or get from another place, because what they'll do is when you release them, they'll go right back to where they come from." Well, I released, I don't know if that was 2,250 or 3,000 ladybugs in the garden last night, and they were spread out. I put it on my Facebook. They were just everywhere. So I got out of the high tunnel, and a high tunnel's closed up. It's not airtight, but it's closed up. Went out there this morning and opened the door, and I was like tiptoeing in there, so I didn't want to step on any ladybugs. I found one ladybug left in my high tunnel. One. And unless they're good at hiding or whatever, there's only one ladybug left. And Ken had told me that they will migrate back to where they come from. And I think these were out of city, but I think they were born and raised on the East Coast over there in the Carolinas, if I read the label right. But anyway, so I guess they're headed back to the East Coast, and unless they're just hiding somewhere in the high tunnel. And I looked under the leaves and the plants and everything. High tunnel's going good, by the way. They did get the aphids before they left. There was none left on those pepper plants. And I guess they got their meal and left, went home. But I'm producing somewhere between 30 to 50 pounds of tomatoes a day right now. It's really good. I'll have some tomatoes to sell later on in the week. I got a couple more orders to fill out, and then we'll be ready to go. So anyway, that was my interesting weekend. Hope you enjoyed that. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I come back, we'll see what happened in ag over the weekend and get some grain market reports. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance, is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all ages.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June the 14th. 1,435 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 475 brought 315. 4 at 546 brought 298. 4 at 720 brought 264. 8 at 753 brought 257. 3 at 955 brought 228. 4 at 966 brought 225. 4 head of heifers at 278 brought 335. 8 at 424 brought 290. 5 at 544 brought 286. 7 at 654 brought 253. 20 at 807 brought 218. 13 at 845 brought 221. Butcher cows were 62 to 152. Butcher bulls brought 120 to 178. Bred cows were 1300 to 2500. Pairs brought 900 to 2775. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Miami, Texas, 78 degrees, humidity's 49%, dew point's 57. The winds are out of the northeast at 16 miles an hour. The wind gusts up to 22. Month-to-date precipitation, 2.26 inches of rain. Red flag minutes today, 0. 8-inch soil temperature, 75 degrees. Imagine what a lot of a good rain brings that soil temperature down. Anyway, all right, let's see what happened overnight to start out our big work world in the agriculture. Soybean and grain futures were lower in overnight trading amid favorable weather in parts of the U.S. as the wheat harvest rolls on, adding to global supplies. Rainfall is expected in several growing states this week, including Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Illinois, according to weather maps. The hurricane expected to roll through certain states. I guess it hit Houston this morning about daybreak, and it's rolling up to it. It's going to miss us. My prediction, my gut feeling was wrong. I mean, it wasn't really a prediction. It was my gut feeling, but not by much, just a couple hundred miles. But anyway, they're expected 5 to 6 inches of rain in eastern Oklahoma and Arkansas and through there in Louisiana. So be careful if you're going to that part of the state. While the rainfall will be welcome in areas, flooding, man, I guess there's 1 million acres of crops already damaged and probably not salvageable up in the Midwest, Nebraska, Iowa, up in that area where all the rivers have been out of their banks for a couple weeks. Remnants from the hurricane will focus on the Delta and Southern Ohio Valley region this week, according to the Commodity Weather Group. It said in the notes to his clients after it made landfall in southeast Texas overnight. Prices are also being pressured as U.S. winter wheat harvest rolls on. About 54% of the crop was collected as of the start of last week, up from 40% 7 days earlier, and prior five-year average of 39%, according to the USDA. 72% of the U.S. spring wheat crop was in good or excellent condition last week, up from 71% a week earlier and 48% a year ago. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 18.5 cents to $11.11 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was down 5.25 to 4.18¾. Wheat for September delivery fell 9 cents to 4.19½ a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures plunged 12.5 cents to 5.86½ a bushel. Sales of corn and beans for exports were both down in the 7 days that ended on June 27th. Corn sales were at 357,000 metric tons, down 34% from the previous week. Exports for the week came in at 894,000 tons, down 24% from the week prior. Colombia, Japan, the Dominican Republic, and a John Doe unnamed country was actually the biggest buyer of 138,000 tons. Soybean sales also fell, dropping 19% from the previous week and 32% from the average at 228,400 tons. China, Netherlands, Costa Rica, Mexico, and Indonesia all bought lots of soybeans. Exports were at 304,000 tons, down 22% week to week. Wheat sales totaled 805,300 metric tons, but that was up from 667,000 tons a week earlier. Mexico was a big buyer at 154,000 tons. Philippines bought about the same amount. Taiwan was in there at 104. Brazil actually bought 90,000 tons of wheat from us. South Korea purchased 67,000. Exports for the week totaled 308,000. Deal. All right, let's take a look at the Lipscomb's dealership's ag market update and see what's happening now. When I looked at it earlier, there was nothing in the green. See if anything's changed. July corn, 394, down 16¾. September, 391, down 18¾. Soybeans for July, 1167, down 20¾. And August is 1146, down 20. Soybean meal for August, 349.30, down 7.90. Soybean oil for August, 49.01, down 54. Hard red winter wheat, not doing too good. July is at 580, down 15. Cotton, not doing good at all. July cotton, that was from last week. October, 69.26, down 22. And then December was at 70.99, up one. Looks like oil from West Texas. West Texas crude oil is August 82.64, down 52 cents. Natural gas is up a little bit. August 2.36, up 4. And then looks like the NASDAQ's in the green and the S&P and the Dow are in the red. Let's check out what's happening with the live cattle. August 184.20, down 222. October 185.02, down 215. Feeder cattle for August 259.25, down 222. September's 260.05, down 217. And October feeders 260.27, down $1.95. Lean hogs for July 89.62, down 25. And August is 89.60, up 42. And there we have it. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, this is their happy hour all day long on Mondays. In addition to being the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattlemen, the OCA also serves as your state brand restaurateur. Brands renewed on the years that end in 0 and in 5 will be getting that done next year. An official brand book is printed and distributed to local sheriff's office, extension offices, and ag educators across the state at no charge. Now you can also access the state brand ownership records online at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association website under the Brands tab. If you want to join the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, go to www.okcattlemen.org, call the office, get in touch with Lori at 580-273-5137. So let's take an OCA break. When we come back, we'll have the Mass family on to talk about their vegetable farm over there north of Weatherford. Be fun. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks, "How's your French going?" you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, "Hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me?" That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, "Well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that." If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Putnam, here is your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Currently it's 81, feels like 83. Dew point 62, humidity's 52. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 8 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 3.93 inches of rain. Good job. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 80 degrees. Sunset at 8:55 today. 50% slight chance of thunderstorms today. High of 80, northeast winds, 8 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, 20%, 63. Same thing, northeast to north winds. And tomorrow, northwest to north wind, 6 to 8 miles an hour, mostly sunny, and a nice 87 degrees. 87 beats the heck out of 110 any day. Well, on the phone right now with me is Jenna Mass. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Well, good. I'm excited to get to talk to you because I was, it was one of you guys' friends from John Deere there at Western at Weatherford that I got your guys' number from because I heard there was a big farm, vegetable farm north of Weatherford, and I couldn't figure out where you was. And I finally found you.
Yes. Jordan Miller. He's been friends Jordan. Of ours. Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Jordan. Yeah, between him and Corey Pritchard, I got you guys ran down.
Good.
Yeah, so, well, tell everybody a little bit about your operation. Who are you and your husband? Is Trevin, is that right?
Sure, yes. So I'm Jenna, and my husband is Trevin. And we started Mass Farms, this will be a year and a half since we started. We moved from Ohio, where I grew up, to be close to Trevin's family. And we enjoy farming and gardening, working outside, that kind of thing. And we wanted to be able to provide quality fresh produce and meats and eggs for those here in western Oklahoma.
So did you guys have a vegetable farm up in Ohio?
Well, no, it was more agritourism farm is kind of what we did. And then we gardened on the side.
Is there any soil difference between here and Ohio?
Yes, it is different. It is. It's sandier.
You up there in Ohio and Iowa and Kansas, Nebraska, man, they got some of the good stuff.
It is a little different. I will say that.
Yeah, so anyway. Well, so what made you put in a vegetable garden? How big is it? Did you tell me, 15 acres?
We have 15 acres of sweet corn, and then we've got our other produce as well.
All right.
My husband has always, helped another farm do sweet corn, and so we kind of had an interest in using that kind of to get us going. So, and his parents did asparagus and strawberries years ago, and so we thought, well, it'd be fun to bring that back. So we had asparagus and strawberries earlier this spring.
Right. And so how many, let me dig into you if you don't mind, on the strawberries. So what kind of strawberries plants, or what kind of strawberries did you guys plant?
So we had June-bearing strawberries, a couple different varieties. I think it was Chandler, and I'm drawing a blank on the other one. Sweet Charlie was the other one.
I got you.
We had lots of strawberries to pick. It was a fun time.
So tell people on strawberries. Strawberries, people don't understand that your strawberry crop comes early in the year, but if you're planning on strawberries for next year, you need to get them in the ground now, don't you?
Well, a lot of people do that. We went with the 1-year method, so we actually planted them in the fall on plastic.
Okay.
And then we fertilized them well and kind of pushed the plants pretty hard so we could pick them in the spring.
Right. And do the strawberry plants go dormant when it's cold?
Yes, but I guess typically you'd cover them with straw if it gets really cold, but we are just using ours as an annual, a 1-year.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so, now is your whole garden outside? You guys got a starting tunnel or a greenhouse or anything?
Yeah, we did. We added a hoop house this year, which has worked really well. We've got lots of tomatoes in there, and they're really coming on. They're big and, beautiful this year compared to last year especially.
So, anyway, and that's in a high tunnel, is that correct? I'm sorry.
Yes, it is.
What kind of high tunnel you got? I think I'm feeling like I know. What size is it? Let me tell you. Ask that. What size is it?
I think it's a 90 by 30.
So, anyway, did the people out of Edmond put it up?
Oh, you know what? My husband was in charge of all of that.
Fotis and Andrew Hill?
That sounds right.
Well, yes. They said they were putting one up north of Weatherford the same time they were putting mine up. So that's
right. Oh,
So did your high tunnel, I guess it survived that windstorm and the tornado you guys had?
It did. We couldn't believe it. Our pivot blew over right behind it. And we got a little hail damage on the one side, but we were just so grateful that it stood up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Blow over.
This is a small world, isn't it?
Yep.
So I get to come over there. I'm coming over to visit you guys. I want to see what you got going on in the high tunnel.
Yes, come on out.
And so, anyway, a small world. That's exciting. Well, anyway, so you guys, so a buddy of mine, a friend of mine, my old boss, Fred, he called a couple weeks ago, and he said, hey, we're going on vacation, but I need some sweet corn. I said, well, mine will be ready next week. Well, he called when he got back from vacation. Well, the animals got into mine, the coon.
Oh,
the
bees, no.
Yeah, so anyway, I said, hang on a minute. I'm going to call. So I called you and got a hold of you last Saturday, and you had plenty. So anyway, they drove clear up from Chickasaw to get sweet corn from you, and they said it was great.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yes.
So glad. Anyway,
so what all vegetables are you guys selling right now? Because you're in full swing now.
We are. It is our busy season. So we've got lots of sweet corn. We are in the thick of the sweet corn season. And the sweet corn we both sell out of our farm stand, and then we go out to other locations as well. But in our farm stand, we've got tomatoes and okra. We've got cucumbers and squash, potatoes and onions. And then soon we'll start picking peppers as well.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the produce side of it. But yeah, then we also do cut flower arrangements, and we've got our own beef and pork and eggs that we have all year round as well.
Well, I'm talking to Jenna Mast, and they have the Mast Farms up north of Weatherford right now. If you guys are just joining us, and they got a big vegetable farm. And if you got 15 acres of sweet corn, you got some serious stuff going on. So, do you guys handpick it? You got the kids helping you? What do you guys got going there?
Well, we have been handpicking, but we've got a picker that we're just about ready to get going. It just needed a little fixing, so we're hoping this week we'll have that going.
Well, you know what?
So we've got a lot of family helping us, and then we've got some other high school kids that are going to help us as well this year.
Oh, cool. Well, interesting. And then, so tell me a little bit about your tomatoes. What variety are you guys growing over there? And you growing all your tomatoes this year in the high tunnel?
So about half of them are in the hoop house that we have, and the other half are outside.
Okay.
But it is so different, the ones that are inside versus outside.
I keep telling people that.
I couldn't believe it. That's what people said. But once we saw it, it was like, wow, it's just amazing the difference. But we've got all kinds of different tomatoes. We do the cherry tomatoes as well as the big slicing tomatoes. I tried to go for the varieties that were the larger ones, as well as ones that were more heat tolerant, since we can get pretty hot here.
Right.
So we kind of have a wide range of different varieties.
Right. And then are they indeterminates and determinants? You got a mix of all in there, I guess.
We do have a mix. Most of them would be determinant, but we do have indeterminate as well.
All right. Yeah, because the indeterminates, the hybrids, are pretty popular with people making salsa. But I tell you what, some of the tomato. Uh-huh. So I have Florida 91s and celebrities and the people that have got them so far and made some picante sauce and stuff like that out of. They're really happy with it.
That sounds good. Yeah.
And then so your peppers have been kind of slow like mine. They just been sitting there. I got a question for you. On your peppers, are they really tall this year inside the tunnel?
They are really tall inside the tunnel. They are. I need to support them up, or they're gonna all fall over. Yeah.
Yeah, I had some fall over, and I got to stringing them up. I'm shocked on what happens inside that high tunnel, and it's not a greenhouse. I want people to know that a high tunnel is not a greenhouse. It's just it's really just protection, and you take the Oklahoma sun and the Oklahoma wind off of it. Off your vegetables, and
yes.
I'm shocked what they look like. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Yeah, it's amazing the difference.
So anyway, the tomatoes, I put three strings up on it. I thought that's good enough. Well, three more strings later, they're still falling over. So
our cherry tomatoes are hitting the top of the high tunnel, the bars that go across.
You'll have to come over there and see that. That's pretty cool. Well, tell everybody how they can find the vegetable farm and tell them your hours.
Yes. Okay. So we are located north of Weatherford. You can type Mast Farms into Google Maps or Apple Maps. It'll pop up, or I can give the address too if you want. But we've got it listed on our Facebook page. So Facebook is the best way to find out what we have available each day, and then we'll also list where we're selling sweet corn at the different locations. We are open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and then Saturday, 10 to 1 at our farm stand.
I gotcha. And then... Do you post on there when you go to other farmers markets or stuff like that?
Yes. Yep. So we'll post our corn on the move. So this week we're going to be going to, the Weatherford Farmers Market here on Tuesday. We'll go to Ross Feed in El Reno on Wednesday. We're going to go to OKC on Wednesday as well, the Scissortail Park Market. Lawton on Saturday. We're hoping to get to Woodward and Clinton sometime. So, yeah, we're kind of making the rounds all over.
All right. So when is the Weatherford Farmers Market?
Tuesday from 4 to 6, and then Saturday from 8 to noon.
And where's it at?
It is in the old, the fire department building.
Oh, okay. And then, cool. Yeah, I just got a, I just got a text from somebody on the text line. I got some sweet corn from Mast Farms at the farmer's market in Weatherford this past Saturday, and it was really good, and it said that you guys were a really good family.
Oh, I'm so glad. So glad they're enjoying it.
Yes. And anyway, so have you guys been to the Lawton Farmer's Market?
So we did last year, and we plan to go starting this Saturday, and we'll try to go as long as we have sweet corn, which will likely be through the beginning of August.
Okay. And then let me ask you something. How is the farmer's market at Lawton?
It's nice. They have put up a new facility not that long ago. It's a really, really nice setup.
And am I looking at their page right? Is it like basically all indoors or covered anyway?
The Lawton, yes. So they've got a whole indoor facility where garage doors open up so people can come in to drop off what they have. And then they've got an outdoor pavilion as well, which we're in the outside pavilion with our pickup loaded with sweet corn.
Oh, awesome. Anyway, so, man, you're living the life I want. So anyway,
come on out and visit.
I will. I got my high tunnel. Matter of fact, they already asked me if I wanted another one. I said, no, not yet. If the dogs knew how to pick tomatoes, I would do it. But they haven't helped me much.
There you go. There's a lot of work with it, isn't there?
There's a lot of work with it anyway. So how would they get a hold of you by phone if they don't look up? Because there's some listeners out there that don't do Facebook. How do they get a hold of you?
Okay. Yeah, so can I give my number?
Yeah.
It's 330-749-5418.
Okay.
And we also have an email address, mastfarmsok@gmail.com, so they can shoot us an email. And we're hoping to get an email newsletter started, so for those who don't have social media, Facebook or Instagram, that we could still send them emails of what's available so they know as well.
Awesome. And tell everybody again what all vegetables you got available right now.
Yes, we've got lots of sweet corn. We've got tomatoes, okra, cucumbers, potatoes, onions, squash, and then we'll soon be picking some peppers as well.
Okay. Trick question. What's your favorite vegetable to grow?
Oh, my favorite vegetable to grow. Well, I would say I love eating a fresh garden tomato, so if they grow well, I enjoy that.
So you're eating a lot of tomatoes out of your high tunnel right now?
I am, yes.
So what's your favorite variety to eat?
Oh, I don't know if I have a favorite variety. I do love the sweet cherry tomatoes. They are so good.
Yes, yeah, they are. I'm not a tomato fan. I will eat them, but people are just shocked when I say I really don't like tomato. I don't even like ketchup. But it's my favorite thing to grow.
That's good. That's fun.
But you put sweet corn, okra, and peaches. Hey, we forgot to cover peaches, even though I know you're out. But Saturday, you had some peaches from the Windrift Farm. Where are they at? At Hera, right? Is that right?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you had peaches out there. Their peaches, I hear, are really good.
They were good. Yeah, we brought them out for our customer appreciation day that we had last Saturday.
Yep. And you sold out.
We did. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get more or not, but we'll make sure to post on Facebook if we do.
Oh, cool. Let's see here. Maybe you can help me because I know an answer. It says, Jimmy, how long can you freeze corn on the cob with shuck on it? I have some in my freezer 3 years old.
Do you really?
Yeah. And I cooked some here about a month ago, and it was fine. I mean, no, it's not fresh, don't get me wrong, but it was fine. So, but anyway,
we try to use it within a year, but
anyway, so I mean, don't take that 3 year too serious, but I'm just telling you, it did happen. I did put some on there about a month ago that had been in the freezer 3 months, you know. I double bag it in big trash, heavy duty trash sacks. I just throw them in there. I don't do nothing with them, and I double bag them with those heavy duty black trash bags, and just go in there and pick out what I want. Some people, you know, they clean them and do all that stuff, and that's fine. Everybody's got different ways. I'm lazy.
So, hey, if you like it, that works great.
All right. Well, Janet, thank you so much for coming on today, and good luck at the farmers markets. And I got to come see you now that I know you guys were the other persons getting the high talk.
Yes, I had no idea. You'll have to come on out.
Yes, it was cool. So anyway, thank you very much, and have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting us to join you today.
All right.
You have a good day as well.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a OCA break. When we come back, we'll finish up the show. I got all kinds of stuff brought up here on the internet to talk about. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Does your kid want to play school sports? Just a few miles down the road at Sweetwater Public Schools, your child could play when school starts. Sweetwater's smaller population means more slots are available on the teams. The OSSAA's new rule lets a student transfer for any reason and play immediately if the transfer occurs before July 15th of this year. Sweetwater has a brand new baseball facility. They've also got a showcase track facility. Their cross-country and track teams are ready to challenge for a state title. Both teams regularly compete at the state level. Sweetwater basketball teams have consistently competed at the regional level. The Sweetwater robotics team placed first at state. The new esports program is supported by an updated lab. And there's also college money. The Treva Gilliland Endowed Scholarship means all students who meet the academic criteria can receive money for 4 years. Call Sweetwater Public Schools to see what it's all about. 238-2272. 238-2272. Switching to a school just a few miles away could get your child on the field immediately.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farming Garden Ag Weather Update. And I picked Big City Hobart itself, capital of Kiowa County. 83 degrees, feels like 85. Heat risk is at low. Dew point 67, humidity's 59. The winds are out of the northeast at 12 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 18. 24-hour rain total, 1.13 inches of rain. 10-day rain total at their mezzanette site, 5.80 inches of rain. How about that? 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 78 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water. Yeah, you guessed it. It's 1.0. Sunset at 8:53. 70% chance of thunderstorms today, 81 for a high. Tonight, 64. Nice. For a low, 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, temperatures go slightly start climbing back up, 88, but we'll have north winds 7 to 10 miles an hour. And that beats the heck out of 105 to 110 with 30 mile an hour blow drying winds from the south. So anyway, we got that going on. So enjoy this weather. Remember, it is July. Anyway, that's crazy. Phone call. I honestly did not know there was two high tunnels being put up out here in western Oklahoma. One of them is mine, and they said one over there north of Weatherford. And then but shows you when the high tunnels are constructed right and not just thrown up to grow some left-handed weed in there for a little medical weight. Let me back up. Medical marijuana in. The correct way, they will withstand, because I've had some pretty good winds on mine and hadn't had any damage. But they was right in the middle of that Thomas Custer City storm that had the tornadoes and stuff, and they registered 100 mile an hour winds on this high tunnel, and the pivot blew over, high tunnel standing. So it just shows, if properly constructed, you can, not 100% guarantee, but a lot better than what it ever is. Okay, I just got an update on the flooding across the Midwest, and I wanted to share this with you. Portions of Iowa, South Dakota, and Nebraska are grappling with the aftermath of flooding while continuing to fight a swollen river. The Mississippi River is facing flood threats to the high waters, and flooding are suffocating fields, causing crop damage to key growing areas across the Midwest. Crop consultant Michael Condonier, PhD, says that there might be a 500,000 to 1 million acres of U.S. corn lost due to the flooding, according to Pro Farmer. He believes harvested acres will be 90.3% to 90.7% of the plantings this year. That's down from an average of 91.3%. Corn acres won't be replanted at this stage, obviously. He adds that planting soybeans this late would be a risky proposition, as they would flower while the crop is in early development, resulting in low yield potential. The flooding isn't over either. 18 river gauges along the Mississippi River are at a major flood stage, and the higher river levels along the Missouri River remain a concern as more rain is in forecast the next 10 days. What's causing this almost tropical-like moisture that has been consuming parts of the Midwest since late June, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Ripley? It's a number of things. You can tie it to the fact that we've had a ridge of high pressure parked over the continental United States for a few days. We got some tropical moisture, including the remnants of a tropical storm, Alberto, wrapping around the ridge, and then a couple of cold fronts pushing into that ridge from the northwest. All those factors are coming together to unleash torrential rains in eastern South Dakota, northern Nebraska, all the way into the Great Lakes, and sparking the regional flood event that continues to unfold as the waters work their way down the main stem of the Missouri and the Mississippi River. How about that? Colorado. And I'm not going to get into conspiracy theory, but wait for my comment after this. Colorado, it reports a human case of bird flu. It was the fourth human case of bird flu reported in the U.S. since the bird flu was confirmed in cows last March. Public health officials in Colorado on Wednesday announced a adult man has tested positive for bird flu after reporting mild symptoms, including the pink eye. The man is an employee of a dairy farm who had exposure to infected cattle and recovered after a treatment. It was the fourth human case of the bird flu reported in the U.S. since the bird flu was confirmed in cows in March. The first two workers to contract the virus had mild pink eye. In the third case, the worker had some mild respiratory symptoms. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed the case in a statement and said the risk to the general public from bird flu remains very low, although people with exposure to infected cattle, infected animals are at a greater risk. Anyway, so I don't know. Since there wasn't nobody being tested for the bird flu prior to this, we'll have to see about that. Hey, before I forget, coming up this Saturday, a free kids fishing class here at the Western Oklahoma Technology Center from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's ages 5 to 15. You'll learn how to tie knots, cast, fish identification, and much more. Come on. This Friday, I'll talk about it more. You guys have a great day. Hope you enjoyed the show. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust.
It's loaded with action and suspense.
This is KECO, Elk City.
President Biden says he's not going anywhere.